The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. Taking over for this fourth hour is Leanne McAdoo. She's going to do the news wrap-up, and joining us now in the other studio is Leanne McAdoo. Leanne, welcome.
Hi there, David. Very excited to be back here in the captain's chair, getting ready for the InfoWars Overdrive hour here. Very excited.
Yeah, tell us what you're going to be talking about this next hour.
Well, I kind of want to talk to the callers and see what do they think we should be focusing on with this next debate. Every election cycle, we always seem to be taken back and forth between the identity politics and never really get to the real issues. A lot of things are happening. I mean, the economy's tanking. We're going to have a student loan debt crisis here as well. And I think a lot of people just, you know, they're getting a little bit distracted with some things that aren't really important, which, of course,
absolutely,
is by design.
Absolutely. It's all about identity politics. If you look at that first debate that Fox News did, it was all about them individually. Or they might have, if they were a governor, well, explain to us how you're going to fix the economy single-handedly from the White House. You know, how many jobs did you create? How many jobs are you planning on creating? You know, it's absolute insanity. The level of questions that they have there. And, of course, there's many topics that are completely off limits. It's one of the reasons why I really want to see Rand Paul in these debates, because he's the only one that's talking about so many issues of limiting government in terms of surveillance, in terms of the abuse of police power, trying to get back the rights that we possess as human beings that are explicitly recognized in the Constitution. Nobody else is even concerned about that, Leanne.
Right. Well, and that's the other thing I do. I agree with you that there with Rand Paul. I mean, he's consistently been fighting against the surveillance state. So these are things that are on his record. It's not just, oh, hey, I'm running for president now. All of a sudden I care about the Constitution, or I'm going to give you some empty rhetoric here about our jobs and this and that. I mean, he's been spoken out about the drone program and how are we going to use that here on U.S. soil. And, you know, so I think that that's something very important, which, of course, is the reason why they probably gave him about the last 5 minutes of the debate.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's just this media circus. They're going to go to whoever's going to get them the ratings and just divide the country even further. We're historically divided right now.
Well, Celebrity Big Brother.
Right.
It really is Celebrity Big Brother. We get to pick a new Big Brother, a new dictator every 4 years. That doesn't make us free. That's not our form of government. But it has really become a TV reality show. Mm-hmm. And I think we've seen the voters, especially Republicans, but also Democrats as well. I mean, there are many things that Obama promised to do that he didn't do, and many things that his constituency did not want to see done. But look at the Republicans. Look at Boehner and McConnell. They said they were going to stop Obamacare. They were going to close the borders. We might have had a clue that they weren't going to do that, since while they were in office, they never did a single thing along that direction. You're talking about Rand Paul. He's actually introduced legislation to do a lot of the things that he's talking about. But, of course, Boehner and McConnell had blocked legislation to do these sorts of things, and then they blocked it after they were reelected. So not really a surprise there, yet the Republican voters seem to be surprised. And so when you see these guys come up and talk about some of these issues, you really have to ask yourself, do they have the integrity to pull this off? Can I trust this person? To that level, it does matter something about their personal integrity.
Exactly.
Can you trust their word?
Yeah. What's their record? And that's what, you know, don't give us empty rhetoric and lies. What will you do? What have you done?
Exactly.
You know, and I mean, granted, in the first debate, Trump comes out and says that he's paid off politicians in the past. So I mean, that's his record.
Yeah. And when we look at things like, when we look at Ben Carson, for example, a lot of people like Ben Carson, they feel like they can trust him because they have been lied to so much by politicians. They're very anxious to get somebody who is outside the political process. I understand that. I feel that as well. But it isn't like he hasn't made statements in the past when he talked about Second Amendment rights. He said that that was fine for people in the country, but people in the city didn't really need that. He favored mandatory vaccinations. Right. That's a real warning signal that there's something fundamentally wrong about his understanding of individual liberty. Stay with us when we come back. Leanne McAdoo will be taking over the show, doing the fourth hour of wrap-up.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 6262 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 6262.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm your host, Leanne McAdoo, hosting this fourth Overdrive Hour here. And I want to open up the phones now. I really would like to talk to you guys out there about what do you think is really important? What should we really be focusing on with this next GOP debate, as well as the rest of this election cycle? We know the establishment media really kind of tries to push us into arguing about what they tell us is important. And then, you know, we've seen time and time again, we elect celebrities who just, give us empty rhetoric and don't really get to the real issues. We're also going to be talking a lot about the irrelevancy of higher education coming up as well. So anyone that has any stories about that, issues they're having with student loans, and maybe some success stories where they've branched out on their own and how, you know, they were able to succeed without going into massive debt, Now, I just obviously wanted to say a huge thank you to Alex Jones for giving me this opportunity to helm the ship of one of the most biggest and baddest radio shows in the country. Shout out there to the crew. You're going to be seeing a lot more of the crew as well as their personalities coming up this week when we launch the historic 27-hour broadcast of our Money Bomb. We are going to be here for 27 hours. It's going to be a jam-packed show. We're going to have a lot of reports, a lot of interviews we haven't aired. I think we're going to be having some items up for auction, possibly some artwork. So that's very exciting. You know, still some secrets there. I can't spill everything, but we're really excited. That's going to be really awesome. So I guess I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now to, let's see, Jeff in Canada. He wants to talk about the presidential debates. Go ahead, Jeff.
Good afternoon, Leanne. Thanks for taking my call. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks.
Good. Leanne, you know, here's what I think we should be focused on this next round of debates from the U.S. Absolutely nothing. Turn off the television. It's an absolute distraction. Even insinuating, thinking that we have to somehow expose ourselves to more of a false paradigm, a left-right paradigm, is insulting to my intelligence. I have absolutely nothing to learn from a fascist named Donald Trump, from a has-been socialist like Bernie Sanders, a war criminal like Hillary Clinton. There's absolutely nothing to learn from this debate. But maybe for sheep there is. Maybe the sheep can question why this seems to be this dynasty of Clintons and Bushes. You seem to be obsessed with Clintons and the Bushes. It's like a 28-year reign if you go back to when George Bush was vice president for Ronald Reagan. Prior to that, he was a CIA director. If the sheep in America and Canada do not realize at this juncture, at this point of the game, that we're being lied to, manipulated, and that politics is the biggest wrestling match going, I don't even understand why we were talking about it on InfoWars. I don't even understand why we're even thinking that we like a fascist like Donald Trump. Because that's exactly what Donald Trump is. He's a fascist. And he's going to say anything and do anything to rope in ignorant sheep, misguided sheep. And quite frankly, I think that part of the show or this discussion is just a little bit of a distraction. But that's okay. I appreciate you taking my call. I thank you for your time.
Well, thank you. Now, obviously, we have Hillary kind of taking a nosedive in the polls. So, I mean, is that a, you know, is that something that boosting the confidence there in the voting public that perhaps they're finally starting to see behind the curtain and that perhaps, you know, Hillary Clinton's crimes are catching up with her? I'm going to throw to a John Bowne report here in just a few minutes, but I'm going to go ahead and take another phone call from Lauren in Ohio. Go ahead, Lauren.
I have to agree with that man that just called. I voted for Clinton. I was in my, you know, early 20s, and I watched this thing go back and forth. And what I came to understand when I voted for Clinton and he said that he wouldn't vote for NAFTA with an 8-to-1 wage differential is that politicians lie. And so when I started researching what exactly is our government supposed to be, it's supposed to be them constrained by the Constitution, not them telling us what to do. So I'm kind of on the same vein he is. Come out of her, my people. Stop paying attention to these fools and stop doing what they say. When they say take vaccines, no. When they say put your children in school, no. When they say eat poison food, no. And you go your own way. They can only control you if you believe they have the power and then you yield and obey illegitimate authority of government workers instead of obeying the God that created you that tells you if a man doesn't work, nor shall he eat. You know, you're not supposed to be having welfare and all this free money for illegals that come here. All you have to do is stop that flow, is stop giving them money. But the criminals who are helming the government at this point are using our resources and our allegiance to do what they say. So my quick answer for this is, first, obey God, Ten Commandments. It's easy. You know, nobody wants to be stolen from. Nobody wants to be murdered. Nobody wants to have, you know, their things coveted by other people like Bernie Sanders. Obey the ten is my motto. Then the second thing, keep your money in your pocket. Quit giving them tax money you don't owe them. If you don't understand, check out Weiss Paris, W-E-I-S-S Paris dot com. And this man has won 2,000 cases in U.S. tax court using the law. And it shows you exactly how to volunteer out of the IRS system that you basically enrolled in when you filled out your 1040. And also keep your children in your home or put them in a private setting where they actually learn the truth instead of putting them in these schools that teach them lies. You were talking about the uselessness of advanced education. My children can go to college free. They have a fund that they can go to college free. They're not going. They're going and getting their naturopathic doctorates. Things that are real that they can use to do something constructive in this life, not going to fool around for 4 or 5 or 6 years to learn nothing except how to be a socialist and, you know, how to blame other people for what's wrong in your life. And
exactly.
The last thing is boycott big business, because the biggest business in this world is the United States corporation government. So we have to understand that the Constitution, God made the men made a club, the club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes for the maids and the butlers that work for the government to obey. If we understand things properly, we'll realize that we're never, if you just look at when the Congress was supposed to meet, they were supposed to come together the first Monday of December, which means they were home by January. They changed that to the first Tuesday in January so they could meet all year to run our lives. They can only get away with
right.
it because we keep going along with it, and it needs to stop. We need to arrest the bankers. We need to arrest and charge these people with treason and go after them. And the last thing is we need to start a movement to pay off the Federal Reserve. It's like, what, $500,000?
Right. Well, you're absolutely right. It is time to throw these politicians out, and they do seem to ram through some really questionable things, and then they go on a long vacation and then deal with the fallout when they get back. It's become such a joke. Now, I'm going to play a report. Lauren, thank you. It sounds like your kids have a really great role model in you. Thanks for the call. Now, I'm going to throw to a John Bowne report, which he's basically putting it on display. Hillary Clinton, her campaign will do anything to win, but it looks like her polls, the numbers there are tanking. So let's go to that report.
Hillary Clinton's campaign has gradually gone from a bid for the highest seat in the land to a bona fide, deplorable circus of failure. But Bill Clinton's first man ticket to 4 more years of a New World Order-backed gravy train just keeps on moving down the track. Pay no attention to the campaign stop in Columbus, Ohio, that looks more like everyone on Hillary's bus just pretended to be the crowd. According to Ed Henry's pictures, one photo shows the tiny crowd and the other shows the rest of the empty hall. And this wasn't some small town in the middle of nowhere. Columbus, Ohio is the 15th largest city in America. Perhaps she thought folks from the Columbus neighborhood of Clintonville or Ohio State University would turn out. Well, they didn't.
And we can build an America where every father can save his daughter. You can grow up to be president of the United States.
It has gotten so bad. Supporting Hillary's damaged criminal and blood on her hands reputation might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for president. So I'm sitting here and the bartender finally walks over and he goes, you know what? I've been pacing back and forth back here just so angry that you would walk into my establishment wearing a Hillary for President 2016 shirt. And then I noticed it had Hillary for prison. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. He said, you know what? Since you're wearing a Hillary for prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
The astonishing power of James O'Keefe's investigative divulgence reveals the hubris within her dismal inner circle. Project Veritas put the Hillary campaign on high paranoia alert after staff was approached by two women attempting to catch the campaign in illegal activity that appeared to be members of Project Veritas. Project Veritas spokesman Daniel Pollack replied, Project Veritas does not comment on investigations, real or imagined. What Project Veritas did uncover is that Hillary's staff will do anything to solicit votes, even violate state election laws.
This is Christina Gupana, a Las Vegas attorney and campaign worker. She helps manage the Clinton campaign's voter registration drive.
Do whatever you can. Yeah.
Do whatever.
Whatever you can get away with, just do it until you get kicked out. Like, totally.
Quote, a county clerk, field registrar, employee of a voter registration agency, or person assisting a voter shall not, solicit a vote for or against a particular question or candidate, speak to a voter on the subject of marking his or her ballot for or against a particular question or candidate, unquote. Violation is a felony, along with up to $20,000 in fines.
Yes. Also, I believe the Chamberlain Library came out with the Nevada statute book. We were then opens it up and starts reading the statute about how you're allowed to get the
report. Why did she say that?
Engelstein is a Hillary campaign worker who thought it was funny that a library employee...
All right, and you can catch the rest of John Bowne's report, Hillary Clinton's Campaign Sinks Into Its Own Filth. That's at the Alex Jones YouTube channel. We'll be right back.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm right, man.
Well, Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is the fourth hour, Overdrive. I am your host, Leanne McAdoo. Now, in the last segment, we were talking a little bit about the GOP debate, and of course, this just serendipitously falls on the day that we are going to be doing the Money Bomb, so we'll be doing a live broadcast watching that GOP debate with you, where we are going to give our commentary and crash through the lies there and the propaganda of these silly questions that I'm sure they're going to be asking. And then we're going to, you know, get to the meat of it all, and we'll kind of be breaking that down and discussing it. So be sure to tune in to get our live commentary. I believe we're going to have the live stream there on the info, the Alex Jones YouTube channel. Now, I want to talk a little bit about this immigration debate. Now, Donald Trump, obviously, he's the front runner there on the Republican side. He's made a lot of comments that people are, you know, they're a little upset with, and people are saying that Trump has become so popular because of this white nationalism movement. Well, he's getting support from an interesting party. It's rapper Azealia Banks, and she is saying how Trump's message basically should be resonating with black voters. Now, Azealia Banks, she's a rapper. You may recall she made headlines in March of this year. She was declaring her hatred for this country and white Americans. She's kind of one of these people that's her own worst enemy. Her record keeps getting pushed back and stuff like this because she's very outspoken. But now on September 7th, she wrote on her Instagram account, "Do you think it's bad that I sort of agree with Trump's stance on immigration?" And she explained that her support for his plan is based on the detrimental impact that mass immigration has had on the black community. She says, "Black Americans still have not been paid reparations for slavery. It's selfish. But America has been really good at convincing me that everyone else's problems are more important than my own. And if the United States of America is an aircraft on its way down, I must put on my own air mask before I assist others." And this is, of course, something we're saying all the time. I mean, it's heart-wrenching to see these images of capsized boats and, you know, children crossing the border here at our own southern border and things like that. It's heart-wrenching to see this, that people are trying to escape gang violence and poverty. But at the same time, look at what's going on in our country. We have children here who can't eat, you know, three meals a day, things like that. A lot of families are suffering record unemployment, and yet we're bringing in more people to live off of this welfare state. Of course, all of that is by design. And now this goes on to say, you know, that an increase in immigration, as far as the black community is concerned, they're going to be taking the jobs. Why would you want to flood the country with more people who are going to compete for jobs? Black Americans are currently unemployed at twice the rate of white Americans, and real average wages are lower today than they were in 1973, which, of course, was shortly after there was a huge green card gusher that happened. Lower wages means an increase in incarceration. And, of course, who's going to be paying for all of this? And the answer is, we're all going to be paying for this. Now, Senator Jeff Sessions says, "If your goal is to create more stable social conditions, greater access to the middle class, higher unemployment and wage rates, then it is clear that you should stop adding millions more low-skilled workers to the labor market, particularly at a time when automation is steadily reducing demands for workers." So, I mean, my goodness, the writing is there on the wall. We're going to see just some catastrophic future for us as well if we don't get this under control. Who cares if this message isn't really popular with a lot of people? It's something that we need to be concerned about, especially, you know, this next presidential candidate coming in is going to have to be dealing with massive unemployment, as well as the fact that a lot of jobs are moving to automation. And so we have all of these people spending years in school, getting themselves prepared or unprepared for the coming workforce. And then there's not going to be any jobs for them when they get out. A lot of these jobs are going to be automated. Anything that you've got basically pushing buttons, well, say goodbye to that job as well. We're going to be talking about that a little bit coming up in the next segment. just what are these jobs that robots are going to be stealing, and how can you, as a human, prepare yourself? What are the type of qualities that aren't going to be automated? You know, those are the things that we really need to be building upon. But our school system, the way it's been set up over the last decades at least, is just turning everyone into a society of robots. Can you push the buttons? Can you continue, you know, the machine? And that's what we need to dismantle. We need to get back to our humanity and our entrepreneurial spirit as Americans. That's what we need to be doing.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
We've reached a critical juncture in the globalist program. That's why we're launching Operation Money Bomb 2015. And with the money we raise from this, we will be able to stay on the satellites and get on cable stations across North America, reaching tens of millions of more people. Right at the time, they're receptive and looking for answers. Starting September 16th through the 17th, we're going to broadcast live for what I believe will be the the final money bomb that InfoWars ever runs as we prepare to launch to the next and final level of global awakening. Go to InfoWars.com/money bomb for all the information. Join us this September 16th and 17th for the 27-hour money bomb. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Sam Adams would be incredibly proud of what you've done in defense of human freedom, in defense of true liberty.
Well, that was Alex Jones and his call for the money bomb. This one needs to be epic. As you all know, we are 100% crowdfunded by listeners just like you. We are not beholden to Big Pharma. We're not like PBS. We don't get any taxpayer public funding, and we've never taken out any loans. A lot of people ask, you know, how can you do this? It really is because of listeners like you. Of course, another one of the ways that you guys have helped support this operation all along is through purchasing our products. One product that I can give my own personal testimony for is the Superfeed. I started taking it, and it was pretty, let's just say, it definitely worked. But unfortunately, I started taking it right when my boyfriend and I broke up. So these were some, you know, this was some courage and vitality that I kind of didn't really want to be having as a single woman, if you catch my drift. I will say, however, it made me very confident. I felt very confident, very sexy. I kind of woke up in the morning saying, wow, you know, it was really nice being able to get out there and turn heads when I would go to the grocery store and everything. So I definitely helped boost my confidence during a very sad point in my life. But, you know, I had to kind of stop taking it because it was working a little too well. But now I am back on the Super Female Vitality. I am back out there. But another thing, you might have seen an interview that I did with a good friend of mine, actress Emmy Robin. She's an actress, she's a singer, and she's been helping me get back in shape. And she was having some issues with her gallbladder, and so we got her some of the Liver Shield, and she did the cleanse, the full cleanse, had tremendous success with that. And she's a relatively healthy young woman, but she was having golf ball size things coming, gallstones, I guess, coming out of her gallbladder. And after seeing that, I was really inspired to go ahead and say, let's do this challenge together. So she and I are going to be doing the deep cleanse this time. She is now working on a movie, so she won't be able to do this deep cleanse with me until October. But we're going to be doing it together. We're going to be uploading some video tutorials with the deep cleanse. So we want everyone out there, anyone who's interested in taking this deep cleanse challenge or even the Liver Shield cleanse, go ahead and purchase your products, and then we are going to be doing this together in October, uploading our video tutorials. Deep Cleanse is back in stock right now. It's sold out in just a few days, the last time we had it out. It's in limited supply, so be sure to get your products now, and you can score Deep Cleanse at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, get your products now before it sells out, because Emmy, Robin, and I are going to be going on a Deep Cleanse adventure with you, all of our viewers. Now, the money bomb, let's get back to this, because we are going to have a lot of interviews that you have not seen, never before seen interviews, and one of those is an exclusive interview that we did with Larry Nichols, obviously Clinton insider. He has some bombshell information that he wanted to share only with us, and here is a little teaser of what you're going to see on the Money Bomb coming up this Wednesday, the 16th.
I was there at the beginning, inside the Clinton machine. I saw it all happen, from the corrupt to the absolutely corrupt. And that's when I thought about my father, who was dying of lung cancer, and what he would do if he knew the man I'd become. And then I thought about my daughter. What if the cocaine they were bringing in was to end up getting used by her? I hit my knees that day. and ask God to forgive me. I wasn't a good person. I worked in special operations, Central America, South America. I did a lot of bad things. But I hit the bottom that day and said I was going to make up for it. And now, I just want to see these criminals brought to justice and get their just due. Not made president, but put where they belong, in jail. One thing about Hillary, Bill was just a good timing guy. But Hillary, she's an animal. Hillary is the one that I promise you, she pulls the strings. She pulled them in Arkansas. She pulled them in the White House when she was there as the First Lady. And my God, if she gets to be president, what you see out here now is going to change. We thought it changed with Obama, but there's nothing compared to what's going to happen with Hillary. And I tell you right now, I will stop Hillary.
We've gone further than anybody we know of, and that's all we're going to say. And people can ask us 100 different ways and from 100 different directions. And we're just going to leave the ultimate decision up to the American people. I really just want everybody to take a deep breath and relax and just, you know, sit back, because here they come again. We're going to have to just ride through this as we have so many of these other false accusations.
All right, and that was just a preview of an interview that we're going to be airing in full on the Money Bomb. You can actually rewatch that at the Alex Jones channel. It's called Clinton Insider Tells All, the preview. Now, this is a huge leap of faith we're taking, and we need your support. So be sure to show us the love during the Money Bomb. It's coming up Wednesday the 16th, 27 hours. We're all going to be here. I think they're setting up some air mattresses in the back so no one tanks out. We're going live 27 hours. So really looking forward to that. It's my first Money Bomb. I'm pretty excited about it. Now, let's get back into the topics of discussion. I wanted to talk about the irrelevancy of higher education, even in the face of a massive student loan debt crisis. We're hearing rumblings of a bubble happening, that's going to be the next big bubble to burst. Our economy is a wreck. But let's just talk about what a joke it is, this higher education that they're selling to everyone as a necessity. Basically, I feel like they're just kind of funneling everyone into schools to keep them busy while trying to figure out what they're actually going to be doing with the economy and all the jobs. Now, this first article is out of Vox, and this is from a tenured professor, Oliver Lee, and he says, "I have one of the best jobs in academia. Here's why I'm walking away." And he was one of the lucky ones. He was able to get a tenured job right out of university, but now he says he's walking away from it. And no, it's not because of all the libtarded students that he has to deal with, the entitled, oversensitive students. It's not that he's an out-of-touch professor. He says the university system is the problem. The federally backed approach to subsidizing higher education through low-interest loans has created perverse incentives with disastrous consequences. And this is the system that must be reformed. So obviously here, he's basically making the argument that if you make it harder for students to take out these loans, then you're going to force underperforming private and public universities out of business. And for-profit universities, he's saying they should be barred altogether from getting these federal loans, because this way you can only charge consumers what they would really be willing to pay for getting questionable services. A lot of people aren't even making $10,000 a year after they graduate some of these schools. And if you shrink the easy access to these student loans, universities would be forced to compete on a cost per student basis. Those students that still could afford to pay to attend college would likely focus their studies on subjects with an immediate return on investment. Now, basically, the argument is that the academy is no longer an investment of time worth making. We all are allotted a very short amount of time to us in this life. Why are we wasting it in higher education when you're seeing now this college scorecard that's just been released by the government, and it's so bleak. It's basically just showing you that there's people are going to into massive debt, and more than half of hundreds of schools, people that they have checked in about 10 years later after they graduated, more than half of these people are making less than high school graduates. So not only are they saddled with all of this debt, but the schools kind of duped them into thinking that it was an absolute necessity. And then they're, you know, earning less than high school graduates. Now, this is the college scorecard. It's basically a data dump by the U.S. government so that parents can look and see if they're going to be sending their child to a school, you know, what is going to be the return on investment with that. And it's not really very clear. Like I said, it's a data dump. So they're kind of putting the onus on you, the parent, to be able to sift through a lot of these, a lot of this information here. But basically, how much money are students borrowing, and then what is that exchange in earnings after graduation? And of course, they were trying for years to get this information out there, but there was relentless opposition from colleges and universities. And of course, why? Because now that this information is out there, people can see that it's a racket. And a lot of the issue is that what these colleges, because they're being pumped with all of this federal money, that's all that's important to them is this front-end enrollment. As long as they can get you signed up, take out the loans, they're good. They don't worry about the dropout rate. They don't worry about if you are able to get a job afterward or if you're going to be making low wages and what the rate of you repaying your student loan debt is. They're not worried about that. They're not concerned about that. And that's the big issue with the way that they're getting these taxpayer, this federal funding, is that there is no accountability and that they're not having to show that it's worth it. They're just this front-end enrollment of pumping that free money into these universities. And so we are going to answer one more phone call here. Mike from Washington has been holding for quite a while. I wanted to hear what Mike from Washington has to say about this.
Yeah, yes. Actually, Washington State.
Hi there. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. How you doing? Yeah, I'm from Washington State. A lot of people, you tell them you're from Washington, they automatically go to D.C., I'm actually from the state of Washington. I noticed you've been talking a lot about the debate, and I think a lot of Americans feel that it's just kind of hopeless to even vote. We're controlled on so many levels. We're controlled, you know, even down to the fluorine in the water or the pharmaceuticals that the doctors are pushing or the GMO foods. I mean, I would love to see the list of how many different tools and things we are controlled by. You know, I feel like we're influencing things in the Middle East or the old Ottoman Empire right now that has nothing to do with what our intentions are or what we need to focus on. I mean, it's like everything's going to hell in America.
No, you're absolutely right, Mike. I mean, there's so much that we should really be concerning ourselves with. We're actually seeing the forging of World War III happening right now. Russia has positioned themselves there in Syria. We're getting all of these reports of 95,000 Russian troops. All these war games are going on. And there is an assault on us here presently in our own country. And yet we're having to be concerned about what's racist or sexist. And it's just all a huge distraction. I wanted to quickly throw to a report from John Baum where he gets into this forging of World War III and what's really going on. So, guys, is that report ready? Go for it.
According
According to Reuters, Russia has demanded Washington restart military-to-military cooperation to avert unintended incidents near Syria at a time when U.S. officials say Moscow is building up forces to protect President Bashar al-Assad's government. Of course, Assad is backed by Russia and openly blamed by the United States for attacks on his own people, attacks that just don't add up.
This is a big issue that we're facing here, and Americans have seen the lies of WMDs in Iraq. They've seen the lies that brought us to Vietnam and the Gulf of Tonkin. We've seen so many of these staged events, so many of these false flags. Now, I want to be clear as well. I believe that there was some type of chemical attack. The numbers aren't clear. The media has tried to claim already. Alex Jones says nothing happened. No, something happened in the middle of a battle zone in the capital city, Damascus, of Syria. And now Assad's come out and said today, why would I attack a bunch of civilians knowing that the West has said that that's their red line a year ago to the day, that they would come and bombard us and back up the rebels? Do I want to get arrested and killed? Do I want to be thrown out of power? Do I want to see every church in Syria burned to the ground because the al-Qaeda groups Obama is supporting have said that? And I talk to a lot of special forces people on and off air, including today, and they said, yeah, none of this makes any sense, and the West is on record funding the rebels with even heavy weapons like tanks, heat-seeking missiles, you name it. So this is really incredible. BBC News admits they put out a fake photo from a real massacre Saddam had been involved in from 2003. But they lied and said these were the thousands dead from Assad when it looks like max it was 100.
The Obama administration claims to be fighting ISIS, while plenty of evidence shows the Obama administration has long supported ISIS. Now, the hornet's nest is stirring in Obama's inner circle. The Guardian reports Barack Obama's intelligence chief, James Clapper, is said to be in frequent and unusual contact with a military intelligence officer at the center of a growing scandal over rosy portrayals of the war against the Islamic State. James Clapper, the director of national intelligence, is said to talk nearly every day with the head of U.S. Central Command's intelligence wing, Army Brigadier General Stephen Grove, which is highly unusual.
All right, well, that you can see the rest of that report at the Alex Jones YouTube channel. It's the forging of World War III.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Leanne McAdoo, hosting the Overdrive 4th Hour. Very exciting to be here. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit more about this irrelevancy of higher education and to show you just what a racket it is. Now, this is a report coming out of Think Progress, how the government could make public college free for all students. We know that they do this in other countries, but not here in our civilized U.S. of A. Now, they say tuition at public colleges came to $62.6 billion in 2012, and that's less than what the government spends to subsidize the cost of college. So they're subsidizing the cost of college via grants, tax breaks, and work-study funds. They spent $69 billion subsidizing. So they could just basically use that money to make college free for all students. And in addition to that, the United States government spent another $107.4 billion on student loans. So they spent more money helping people take out loans than they did. They could just make college free. I mean, that's more twice, I guess. They could pay twice around, and people wouldn't have to worry about going to school. We would have a lot of people getting higher education. They wouldn't have to worry about the cost. It could also incentivize private colleges to reduce their costs in order to compete with the free option. So that's what a racket this is. And the fact that there is a student loan crisis that we're all going to have to be dealing with here in the coming years, it's ridiculous. This could be wiped away. And, of course, student loans are one of those things that are almost impossible to get rid of with the bankruptcy discharge. Possibly that could be something that could be changed in the future as well. Now, in the last few minutes here, we can talk a little bit about the coming automation of jobs. And we've talked about this a lot here at InfoWars. I've covered it a lot on the InfoWars Nightly News. But there are just certain jobs that are going to be replaced, such as chefs, salespeople, and even models, if you can believe that. About 35% of jobs, they say, are likely to be taken on by robots in the next 20 years. Now, when I spoke with some experts at an artificial intelligence conference, they kind of scoffed at that and said that it's going to be a lot sooner than that. But the researchers were also kind of calculating some advantages that humans have over machines. And so these are the certain traits that we want to be really investing in, and these going back once again to that humanity. These traits include creative endeavors like writing, entrepreneurship, and scientific discovery. Again, going back to that spark of divinity. I mean, we are all given a spark of divinity when we are born. We are God experiencing himself here on this planet, or herself, you know, God's divinity. Every one of us has that little spark, and no one can do what I can do or what you can do. So I think that this is kind of letting us know it's time for us to find out what is our passion, what is our calling, what is God calling us to all do to put forth into this world. The world is missing what it is that you have to offer because you're so busy being a robot pushing buttons for the machine, for your employer to keep this huge bureaucracy going. And they don't want you to wake up to that divinity. They want us all to stay sort of in this trance. Stay programmed to forget that we are sparks of the divine. So I'm Leanne McAdoo hosting this InfoWars Overdrive Hour. Tune in to the InfoWars Nightly News tonight with Jakari Jackson. We're going to be talking about all of this and more, and I will catch you there.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.